You are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, learn, serve, and grow together in God's love. You can join us Sunday mornings for contemporary worship at 9 a.m. or for traditional worship at 11 a.m. During the summer, we meet for worship at 9:30 a.m. For more information, you can visit us online at covenantmadison.org.
Our gospel reading for this morning will be familiar words to many of you, I suspect. They are often read at funerals and memorial services. The words of Christ our Lord. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Words of comfort on this All Saints Sunday. Today we remember. We remember all the saints who from their labors rest. We remember special and particular people as we light candles, as we hear their names read aloud or whispered in the quiet of our hearts. We remember those who have been dear to us who have died. Today we remember. We remember. Most of us, I suspect, want to be remembered after we've died. Oh, not for all the dumb things we've done, but for the goodness we've tried to bring into the world. We want to be remembered as God remembers us. Not counting all our sins or remembered for the worst things we've done. We want to be remembered for the good things we've accomplished, for the ways we touched the lives of the living with grace and kindness and compassion. Today we remember. Intentionally and with love, those who have been important in our lives. For some of us, our grief is still very fresh as we light a candle in the darkness. For others, our grief may be more seasoned, but it is every bit as real. And while we can be grateful for our memories, our feelings of loss run deep, and tears well up in our eyes because we no longer have that person with us in a physical presence. Today, we remember. And as we remember our loved ones who have died, let us also remember our faith. Our faith that is our light in times of darkness. A faith that sustains us. From the 46th Psalm we read, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear. We remind ourselves today that we are not alone in our grief, that God is with us even in the depths of our despair. Even when our hearts are breaking and our faith is fragile, we can trust that God is still with us. The psalmist writes, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Our grief is made easier when we remember our God, the God who loves us, who claims us, who calls us by name, who shelters and embraces us with holy and eternal loving arms. Today we remember also the words of Christ, often shared at funerals and memorial services. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places." I learned that passage of scripture first from my mother's lips when I was a young child after my grandmother had died. But I heard them from the King James Version. "In my Father's house are many mansions." My grandmother was living in a mansion. To this day, I remember where she is, living in a mansion with God. Both of my parents, my older brother, and many dear friends have since then joined my grandmother, having joined my God, living in a heavenly mansion. This day, we remember. We remember that we have each other to lean on as well. Though grief is exceedingly personal, it is also corporate. We share one another's burdens. We share one another's grief. We carry each other's grief so that no one need walk alone. And sometimes our grief is such that we lose our grip on God, feeling as if God had abandoned us. That's when we rely on each other's faith, when our own faith is too fragile to carry alone. This day, we remember. As we come to the table of our Lord, as we break the bread and drink of the fruit of the vine, we remember. We remember holy love poured out for us and for all. We remember those who have gathered around this table with us in the past, breaking the bread, drinking from the cup. I'm often struck by how much memory is wrapped in this holy sacrament, how much the memories stick with us long after an awful lot has been forgotten. I recall visiting an older woman some years ago now. We'll call her Mabel. Her illness was pretty far advanced, so I wasn't even sure she quite knew who I was, even though I had known her for close to 30 years at that point. She wasn't even sure if she wanted communion that morning, but one of her aides in the nursing facility convinced her that it would be a good thing. I was sitting maybe a foot and a half from this woman, my portable communion set between us. I began the liturgy that was so familiar to me and that had once been so familiar to her. She was listening, but I honestly didn't think she knew what we were doing or what was going on. As I said the traditional liturgy, according to Luke, when our risen Lord was at the table with his disciples, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. When I said those words, her face lit up like a Christmas tree. Her eyes opened wide, and she exclaimed out of her fog, "I remember that! I remember that!" With such joy that it was evident that the fog had lifted for her, at least for a time. And in the Holy Sacrament, we both knew again that God was with us indeed. A few minutes later, as we said the Lord's Prayer, many of the words that she had repeated since she was a young child, many of those words came back to her, and grace filled the room yet again. Today, we remember. We remember our loved ones who now live in mansions with God. We remember our faith, which has sustained us in the past and which we trust will continue to sustain us in the future. We remember the God who comes to us in Jesus Christ, the God whose love is eternal for our loved ones and for us, the God who will remember us always and forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.